Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Rachel Roberts.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So, super boring week this week.
Not really.
Yeah, just kidding.
We have part two of our interview with Lydia because we had to ask her about that quiet woman dinner.
They both were horrible, and I think I will die 2 years earlier now in my life.
We also talked to Kelly Dodd this week.
You know, you could put a penny up there and copper wire would come out. That's how tight it is.
And then we're checking in with MJ from Shaw's.
I had anal, like, aesthetic envy.
And we talked to Shep about his new show, Relationship.
We'll see. We shall see.
Are you worried about peeling?
Is it too late to back out?
So let's jump into The Real Housewives of Orange County. It was probably one of the best episodes of television I've ever seen. And I've watched a lot of TV. I feel like the entire episode can be broken up into like the two big beats, which are Shannon's visit to that trainer.
Oh, wow.
And then the quiet woman dinner.
Oh, my God.
So to begin with the trainer, you know, as any wife does, will sometimes complain to Aaron, like, oh, I feel like I've gained weight this weekend. And because he's a guy, he's just so matter of fact. He's like, well, yeah, you ate like and you didn't exercise. And then I'm like, what you're supposed to say is, no, you look great. But so that being said, like, I showed him because I was like, this just reminds me of like, just men just have a very different view of like how to look at things and that they don't cushion it with like the sensitivity. And even he, like, upon watching the scene was like, oh my God, stop saying wow. Stop saying wow.
I mean, like, unless it's like, wow, you don't want wow to come out of anybody's mouth when they're looking at your body. Like a sad wow.
Okay, wow. So just arms down. Now face that direction. So we're looking sideways. Okay, wow.
But I wanted to talk about the trainer as well, because if you listen to him, and I hope we can play a clip of him, he sounds to me just like John H. Benjamin. Like, he sounded just like Archer and the various other things that he plays.
Great. So every choice you make, be it a new friend, be it meals, be it cocktails, be it healthy, exercise, whatever, you've got to make better choices.
Okay.
6,000 low-fold dispenser napkins for $58? What are they thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah, and they're 2-ply. This is a great day.
And then I was just envisioning Archer basically training Shannon Bedore, and it made me really happy.
But it was funny because even Aaron, he said, but you know, maybe that's what she needs to hear. Like, she needs someone to just be brutal with her. But I don't think it worked.
No, I don't think anyone's as brutal as Shannon is to herself. Like, I don't think anyone's opinion could be worse than what she thinks of herself based on what she's been saying. Like, she literally went to the bathroom and was like, I'm disgusting. I'm so fat. I'm fat Shannon. Like, she says these things about herself, and it's horrible.
Right. Although, on just, like, a health note, like, 40% body fat, that was, I mean, I think very eye-opening for her. Like, this is about health.
Right, right. When he was like, well, the reason why that's a problem is because you're on the road to a heart attack or cardiovascular problems. Like, that's when it becomes, it's not just aesthetic, it's not just how you're feeling, it's actually there are some serious health risks with this.
Right. But then they go to dinner that night, and it's just, I don't know, like, Tamara has the self-control, you know, like Tamara,
which is ironic that Tamara is the one in self-control at
right.
the table.
Yeah, but she, I mean, does she treats her body like, I don't know, a temple.
Oh, you mean with food?
Yeah,
I thought you meant like in an argument.
No, because she's telling Tamara like, oh my God, I just had the worst visit with my trainer, this is it, I'm changing. And then that night Tamara's like, so just have some fish with vegetables. And she's like, no, I'm gonna, you know, drink and like have a prime rib. And Tamara's like, no.
Right,
it's exactly what you don't do. So yeah, Peggy is there. This is sort of her entree into the group of women, and it's all going fine. Lydia and Shannon seem to sort of move forward. Like, let's forget about what happened at Tamara's granddaughter's party. Let's move on. And all things are going well until Shannon and Lydia go to the bathroom.
No, it's the moment when Tamara looks up and goes, oh my God, Kelly Dodd just walked in.
Oh my God, Kelly Dodd just walked in.
And it's like this like, bum, 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 and you know it's just going to go terribly.
It was just weird to me because to me, Shannon did the perfect thing when she saw Kelly. I mean, aside from saying, like, wow, or whatever she said, like, she was surprised, she immediately went into, like, I've just been having a bad day. Like, she kind of made herself vulnerable to Kelly to be like, let's, it's almost like a peace offering in a way. Like, we're just going to talk about this thing about me, and we're not going to focus on any of the bad stuff that went on with us.
And, yeah, and then Kelly just goes right into it and says, like, well, we all have problems, and just starts it off.
I have a bladder problem, obviously.
Oh, okay. All right.
We all have problems.
On a bad note, and it just keeps going worse and worse and worse. And it's like, of all days that this had to happen, it had to be the oh, wow, trainer day. Like, it just was like Shannon was not in a place to see Kelly Dodd after that terrible training session. So it just was like a recipe for disaster, I feel. So then they have this horrible exchange. Lydia has to pray over Shannon because she's so upset.
Right.
Then Shannon goes back to the table with Lydia. Kelly Dodd's already there. And her and Tamara actually seem like okay. Like, Tamara's able to kind of navigate Kelly. But the moment Shannon sits down, it just gets to another level.
I mean, I don't even know. Like, I kind of wanted to hear what Lydia said about it because she was there.
Right.
And when we interviewed her, she had not yet watched the episode, but of course she lived it. So she's kind of trying to remember what happened that night, and like we're filling in a few of the details for her.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounded like a pretty crazy thing. Well, another explosive moment that I have to ask about is that dinner at Quiet Woman.
Yeah, yikes. So I have not seen this yet.
Okay, but you lived it.
I lived it, which is enough.
It's a lot of living.
I mean,
I believe I left that dinner crying too, didn't I? Did I cry?
I don't know if you cried, but what shocked me more was seeing Peggy, the new housewife's reaction, where, like, she wasn't even getting loud. She
no.
just was so quiet, it made me uncomfortable.
Yes, me too. And I was like, "Did it?" I don't know if it showed, but I'm like, are you okay? What'd you think? And she's like, the steak was great.
I know.
And I was like, wait, oh, excuse me? Breath. Like, the steak flying across the room? Is that the steak we're referring to? Like,
does she? I mean, because in that moment, I was like, oh, is Peggy cut out to be around these women?
I know. That's the question we all ask ourselves. Because, you have to have a reaction. You can't not have a reaction. That's not sincere. But at the same time, I think maybe she was going through actual life and death drama in her life. So for her, it was like, I can't even open myself up to this because I am fighting a bigger battle and I don't have the energy to fight this BS.
Right.
That's the way I took it.
And you guys were in a public restaurant. Maybe she didn't want to add to the...
Well, I feel like I was literally going like, get out, get out. I just physically wanted to leave. I was stuck in the middle of this booth from hell, and I belong up in heaven. Like, get me out of here. One of these do not belong here.
Well, I want to see if you remember, because we see at one point when Shannon throws the plate, you're looking off to the side at someone. It seems like they're coming towards you. And maybe it's the manager.
It's the manager to kick us out.
What? And so what
was he
saying?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember. He says, please leave. We get kicked out of the restaurant. It's a legit restaurant. We're not on a soundstage. Like, I am a businesswoman in our community, hopefully well respected. There's real patrons there. Yes, obviously, they know we're filming. But I am not playing. Like, my name is Lydia McLaughlin. It's my real face. This is a real restaurant. And we really get kicked out. Like, I don't want to associate. This is who I am now. Yeah, my face probably says it all, I hope, because I was embarrassed.
Ugh, and the irony that it was called The Quiet Woman is just like,
you cannot write this, you guys. I mean, you can't. You cannot write this. I don't know. Did they show at the end the dog that comes by or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I need to watch the episode.
Why? What happened with the dog?
Yeah.
At the end, I'm, like, outside, and this dog walks by, and his name is Doug. And, like, that's my husband's name, and I just start hugging the dog.
He came to you in a moment of need. What are the odds?
Well, you have a theory about why Kelly Dodd showed up.
Yeah, so we see you talk to her and Peggy, and she's like, oh, no, I'm not going to come. I don't think it's a good idea. But I think she was, like, hanging out with her friends. They had a couple drinks, and were like, let's just go. Let's go see what's up. I know they're there.
I haven't seen it, and so it shows me inviting her,
mm-hmm.
and she says no.
Yes, and you, like, are talking to her.
In the car with Peggy?
Yeah, and she's like, I'm on the boat. Like,
yeah, I'm on the boat. I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Yes. I invited her kind of to appall, like, Shannon and I weren't getting along. She's kind of an ally for me. Shannon as Tamara, I want to have somebody and maybe we can all make up. And then Kelly says she's not coming. So I'm like, oh, well, I don't need to tell them I invited her then because she's not coming. But the girls, Tamara was a little upset and was like, why would you invite her? And I apologized and was like, I never knew she would come. So I don't know why she came. She knew we were there. And maybe she thought we were gone because we were there quite a while. Like, we were there 2-3 hours. So maybe she was on the boat. And then she does live right down the road from that place. She goes there all the time. Maybe they went. I don't know. You have to ask Kelly. What did she say in the show? Tell me everything.
She said, well, I live across the street.
Yeah.
This is the place, like, I always go.
I'm with my friends from the East Coast. She just wanted to come get a drink.
She knew we were there. She knew it would ruffle her feathers. Or did she just want a drink because her friends were in town? I don't know. I need to watch the episode, and I'll tell you what I think.
Well, we watched it, and it's unclear to me.
What,
I just
think
have
she
a
knew?
Theory.
What's your
I mean,
theory?
She knew you were there. I think that maybe she was hanging out with her
liquid
friends.
Liquid Courage?
What do we and think? Liquid Courage. And was like, why don't we just go?
That's what I was going to ask you. Was she drunk when she showed up?
I didn't see her drinking. I mean, she didn't walk in with a beer. I don't know. Was she? What did she look like? She looked like she was drinking?
Maybe.
What do you do on a Duffy boat in Newport?
I think you
have a beer, right? I don't know.
Okay, so some people have a Sophie's Choice. We have a Sophie Stanberry's Choice. Okay. She's one of our ladies of London.
It's Sophie Stanberry here. Get the tunes on because I'm ready to dance, bitch.
She's the one with the good hair?
Yes.
Yes. I like a girl with a good hair.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
that
you totally
like a compliment, guys. Thank you. I feel like she does a tutorial on how to do your hair.
She does.
And I should do it and then see who does it better. I challenge her. Sophie, challenge hair roll off.
My God, please do it and send it to us.
Deal.
Okay, so you have to relive one night over. Is
it filming?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to tell me. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Is it the quiet woman dinner that we just
talked
about?
Never live it again ever in my life. So the other one, whatever it is.
Well, the other one is your first sort of encounter into this group, which was at Tamara's gym when...
Oh, no. Where Alexis gets yelled at. Yeah. And she says, I had to go on Xanax.
I had to go on Xanax, Lydia. Yeah.
I think that they were just trying to say their point of view. I don't think that they were bullying. And
again,
for you to say that...
She's heard it over and
is
over
is such
and over
a huge thing to say. So people commit
it's
suicide.
Bullying.
I
yeah.
don't think...
And I had to go on Xanax for it, Lydia.
That was horrible. Those are the two worst.
That's why it's a Sophie Stammers choice.
You guys, neither. I choose, but I don't know. I don't like either.
Maybe at least at the gym there weren't strangers
no,
around.
No, I'm going to say quiet woman.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, shocker, quiet woman. The gym, I never experienced anything like that ever. And at quiet woman, I had been filming before for, you know, I at least knew... But they both were horrible, and I think I will die 2 years earlier now in my life.
We've literally taken years off of
each night
life.
Took 1 year off. So now I was going to be 98, but I unfortunately die at 96. Maybe even sooner, because we're only friggin' 3 episodes in, people.
I know.
So I think I'm right now 89. I don't know, but... I don't know if literally I can do this again.
That's
Jeez,
7
Louise.
More years.
It's an intense season. I go with a friend to the emergency room. Like, oh, I can't even. I'm shaking.
Oh, well, I'm sorry we brought you to
you
this
guys,
place.
Can we, like, up it a little bit here? I'm rainbows and sparkles. I need a confetti bomb.
I'm trying to. Oh, I had
She's, like, desperately looking yeah, for something nice. Let's talk about my husband. So Doug's really dreamy, and I choose a night with him.
Well, that is something that I love watching, that you just clearly love your husband, and you have such a good relationship.
Thank you.
How do you keep that up for so long, and do you have any, you know, advice or?
Yeah, I mean, Doug and I have been married 11 years, and we really love each other. I love being around him, and we did pre-marriage counseling before we got married, so that was really helpful for us because it gave us a lot of tools before we were in conflict. So when nothing's the matter, you can talk about clearly like how to handle things when things are the matter. So I feel like we were really well prepared for marriage. And at the end of the day, we do a lot of intentional things together, and we are intentional with our marriage, and we like to affirm each other. And that, I think, when you're supporting someone and loving someone, they want to give you back that affirm and love, and it just continues to deepen and bond you to each other. And he's an extension of me. Like, I love him and treasure him and want him to succeed, and I love him and the dad that he is to my boys. And I really didn't settle in my life. You know, I didn't date a lot in college even. I just knew that there was the right guy for me. And I remember, like, always just wishing and praying for him. So I feel like he's the best thing ever.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is it hard? I don't know. It's real. I don't know. It's true.
Is it hard working together?
No, I love it. I love working with him. He's, like, honestly super skilled, and I admire him and am proud of our magazine and the work that goes into it and to get to see that. So I feel like us working together really works for us. And so it's the best because he, like I said, is very talented. And so I'm, like, always really proud. I'm proud to call him mine.
Okay, you guys. Lydia left, and she was lovely and awesome.
Of course.
But then she came back.
She came back. But guess what? Lydia's mom also came back.
And she confettied us.
She confettied us. We put it on our Instagrams.
We're just like, I am so happy now. Like, I was having a tough day, and then I got confettied, and just everything was great. I mean, I'm just so happy right now. We also talked to Kelly Dodd this week. Most of that interview will be coming up next week, but we had to give you a little taste of what she said about that dinner.
Hi, guys. We're here with Kelly Dodd from The Real Housewives of Orange County. And fun fact, Heather McDonald is in the room with her.
Yes, I happen to be in New York this week doing shows and things. So I called Kelly because she's on Watch What Happens Live on Monday night.
So I forced her to come with me today.
Yeah,
be my sidekick.
Yeah, so I'm just hanging out, having fun.
I didn't want to be alone.
We're feeling slightly self-conscious because, Heather, you have a great podcast, Juicy Podcast. So don't judge us too hard.
No, yeah. I love doing the podcast. Kelly's was on it last year. She'll have to come back again. And yeah, it's I love doing it. I love the response I get from it. So.
We mentioned Quiet Woman, which, of course, we want to talk to you about. Watching it now, what do you think?
Watching it now is like, I look like and I didn't have any makeup and my hair done. So looking at it, like, could I put some lipstick on, for God's sake? Like, but looking at it was actually worse, like, than it is on camera. Like,
it was worse in life.
It was worse in life. Oh, yeah. Wow. Like, it was worse in life. It was really, really bad. And the whole restaurant was stopped and, like, turned around, and it was quiet, and everyone was like, and all of my friends are like Jacob and Drew and Jessica, like Terry, I mean, they're all my friends. The whole staff is my friends. And I mean, they were like, what the is wrong with Shannon? And they know Shannon too, but I'm really good friends with all of them. And they were like, she went crazy, and, you know, what's wrong with her? And she almost, I mean, literally almost broke. I don't know how the plate didn't break because it was so loud, and you can't even really hear it on there. I mean, steak goes flying. It's kind of crazy.
So let's go back to the beginning. You showed up that night because you were just hanging out with your girlfriends and...
Oh, okay. So you didn't get the... Okay.
No,
I feel like
no.
I've told the story a million times. Okay.
Sorry, Kelly.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So what happened was we were all collectively going to go to the Quiet Woman for dinner. Tamara, Shannon. Mm. And so we all had a lunch. Lydia, Vicky, and I. And Lydia invited us to go to the Quiet Woman for dinner. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go to that. That's disgusting. No, I don't want to even have anything to do with them. Nothing. So time went by, and Lydia calls me with Peggy in the Ferrari and says, hey, come to have dinner with us at the Quiet Woman. Well, I knew that Lydia got in a fight with Shannon. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even think that they were even talking. I didn't think Shannon, I don't talk to Shannon. I didn't think that they were she was even going to go to the dinner, okay?
Right, that makes sense.
So I had no idea that was even going to happen. My friends from Philadelphia came into town. I was a big group of people. We were on a boat. Lydia calls me from the Ferrari inviting me to go to the Quiet Woman. I'm like, no, I can't go. I'm on a boat. So we were on the boat for hours. And I thought they were already there. I mean, they were eating. I was like, I thought they were going to be done. So then we go to bar, and then all of a sudden it gets late. Nothing is open for late night dinner in Corona Del Mar. Nothing. Only place to eat is at the Quiet Woman. And so, and I thought they were all going to be done. I didn't want to be filmed. I mean, I look like shit, you know what I mean? I mean, I look like crap. So I walk in there. I'm not mic'd or anything. I had to pee really, really, really bad. Like, bad. Because we're drinking all day. I went straight for the bathroom. And they're like, you need to be mic'd. You need. I'm like, I got to. And right when I go into the restroom, Shannon's there.
Right.
And Shannon looks at me. And she's like, what the hell are you doing here? And I'm like, wow. I'm like, that's how you greet someone? I'm like, well, hello, Kelly. And then she goes, seriously? And I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. She's like, well, I just gained 40 pounds, and I'm having a hard time. And she lets me get in front of her to go to the restroom because I'm going to, you know, I mean, before this was before rejuvenation, you know, because that I had. Because that was, I mean, I could have went full-blown, you know. Right there, she was
you
so kind.
The Lisa Rinna diaper,
yeah, the Lisa
sponsorship,
Rinna. Yeah, oh yeah.
Now you lost that opportunity
I lost
with your
that.
Tight badge.
Yeah,
well, there goes hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well,
you have to come up with something else.
Okay,
keep going.
Well, you can put. Oh, I can. You know, you could put a penny up there, and copper wire would come out. That's how tight it is.
Prove it.
Prove it. I'm a freak of nature. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, she lets me go, and when I'm going in there, I'm like, see Lydia there, I go, you know what Shannon said to me? Seriously? Like, that's how she greets me, and then she's like, gloves are off! You really want to go there, Kelly? And I was like, wow. And then she's like, starts going off, and I'm like, what the heck? Because I'm trying to pull my belt on, and I'm like, showing my belly, and my hair is all disheveled. I look like, I'm like this, and I'm like going like that. And then Lydia's like, let me help you with that. You know, like, let me help you with that hair. And I'm like looking at her like, wow. So I see Tamara and everybody, because I have a big group of people I said hi to. And then I see Tamara and Lydia, Peggy. And I walk around, and I wasn't there to start crap. I sit next to Tamara. I'm like, look, at least she can pivot. You know, like, she can be nice. I mean, even though she hates me, at least she can be cordial and you know, be nice. You know, just wanted to, like, oh, my God. Just to say hello. Shannon went sideways on me like crazy. And then, you know, of course, Tamara's sticking up for Shannon and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't really think that Shannon wants me to be here. And Shannon's, like, sits down and she's, like, starts going off on me. I'm like, going off. And she starts crying. She looks emotional. Maybe you need to get on some hormones. You know, I mean, we're women. That could happen for all. It's going to happen to all of us. And, you know, she kept complaining about the weight. I mean, the weight was just driving me crazy. And maybe you need to get on some hormones. Just trying to give her some advice. Just helping a girl out. Just like I did with the chin hair. I mean, you know, just helping a girl out. I mean, if I see some hairs right here, I hope someone tells me. Pluck that shit. You know?
There is another, you know, what you might want to get. There's that.
Dermaplaning. I get it done.
You can do it yourself, too.
Yeah, I know. I go to the Asian Market Daiso.
I just go where
the
99 cent. I just go, like, right where the 101 meets the 405, and at around 5 p.m., the lighting's amazing, and there's dead stop traffic, and I can just go off. You ever notice there's a certain time?
There's a certain time.
There's a certain time of day where you're driving in L.A. traffic, and you're not moving, and you're like, holy. That's why I keep two tweezers in my car at all times.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like, yeah. So anyway, Shannon goes off on me, and she goes, "Fuck you, you f***ing bitch. Read between the lines."
And, the joke wasn't even delivered correctly is my favorite part of that.
She calls me a f***ing bitch like four times. 4 times. And I'm like, and then she tells, and you, get out of my table. And I swear to God, I was like having a flashback when Heather DeBro told me to get on the sushi. You get out of here. I was like, like, you don't own the
restaurant. This is some lowbrow b-.
This is some low base b-. I'm like, what's low base b-? I'm like,
this is not okay. This is low base bullshit. And I am not doing this. Kelly, this is not okay.
Was it low, low base? Low brow.
No, low base.
I think she meant to say low brow then.
She was just too upset.
The expression is low brow.
What's a high brow?
When you go to Anastasia to get your eyebrows done, or when you tweeze it in the car.
This is low base.
I go,
maybe you're right.
Bass?
Maybe it was bass. Okay, go on.
You need an Alpine stereo? Like, we're not listening to the basses anymore. So 80s. You know? You don't even know what the hell that means.
Okay, go finish the story.
So anyway, so she's like, she tells me to get out of it. And like, you don't tell me. You're going to tell me. I'm going to tell you. So I, you know, told her. She had a big steak in front of her. And I said, keep eating. And she goes, this is not my plate!
And it wasn't her plate.
It wasn't.
It was Lydia's, who's about the size 00.
Yeah.
Because Shannon wanted to order a steak, and Tamara was like, no. So she ordered a half a steak, and that wasn't her seat.
Well, because last year at the reunion, you know, I sent a text, and I said, keep eating, because she had a mouth like this. And then last reunion, she's like, what did you mean? What was your intent by? Say, keep eating, Kelly. What was your intent? What was your intent? And I'm like, because I don't like you. And then Tamara and Heather are like, well, we got her there. But she wasn't even heavy then. She was like, I don't know, 34 pounds at 5'8". You know, she was skinny.
I think it's great, though. I respect that she, like, took off that T-shirt and had that sports bra on. Like, I was like, wow, she as a housewife, she really bears it all.
Yeah.
And I do think her struggle is something that
everybody's on.
That women have found themselves in. Sometimes it's that period of their life where you're like heading towards menopause and stress and this and that.
And we're scared to hit 54. We were just talking about, we're like, this, like, is this going to happen to us?
Yeah, I mean, but that's why I think it's great that she's like sharing it. And, you know, and I know that she's already like on the path of getting healthier and losing weight.
Yeah, she's already lost 10 pounds.
But I mean, it's a storyline that we've never seen before.
Yeah, because all these bitches, look at them, they're all railed
they
in.
Just, and they just go suck it out every week. And like, she's just honest. You know, she's just really honest. And I think that's why people love Shannon, because she's so honest. And you're hurting for her, but at the same time, you know, you're rooting for her too. So
it's like those kinds of bitches make the most money. You know, you're like, how did she lose all the weight? And let me do it. It's like, she can make a ton of money just getting really skinny.
But the thing is that unfortunately,
like Anna Nicole Smith,
there is no sadly there is no secret to losing to going. You have to just like not eat and work out. I asked Tamara, I go, what's the secret? She's like starving and working out all the time. I'm like, well, that's not fun.
Yeah, that's not
so.
Fun.
But that's what it is. You have to really change your lifestyle, which sucks.
It sucks.
Let's go ahead and move on to Real Housewives of New York. Mexico trip part dos.
I was like, please say dos. So this is the big tequila trip, which I was actually surprised that Bethany allowed Ramona to go on. And I know Dorinda, and I think it's very right. At the end of the day, Bethany's a big softie. She doesn't really want to hurt anybody's feelings. But considering it is her business, and we've seen several times this season Ramona going, saying, ugh, skinny girl, or whatever.
Right.
So I was surprised that she was allowed to go, but I'm so happy she was.
I am too.
The best part, though, was them all describing what the tequila tasted like.
Oh, my God. I almost gagged when Ramona's describing it going down her throat. Like, too much. Too much.
Drinking this tequila right now, it's kind of sexy and sensual. You know, it kind of trickles down into your mouth, and it gets warmer and hotter, and then it kind of explodes with a, well, you know, do a shot. You'll see.
And I also loved Dorinda talking about, she like prefers Ramona's bad behavior to the ass kissing that we saw.
Yeah. Really. I was just excited Sonia's drinking again.
Oh, of course, of course. Do we want to talk about all the stuff before going, like at the shopping and all of that? Seeing Ramona try so hard the whole day. And she even knew, like, going into the shopping day, she was like, well, we'll see how you feel by the end of the day. So mm-hmm. I feel like she had all of this planned. Was like, I'm going to buy her gifts. I'm going to get her stuff. And I'm going to convince Bethany to get me on that helicopter. And then, oh, my God, we didn't even talk about the scarf around her face.
Oh, my God, I know.
I was like, how is that, like, a good thing? Like, you can't see. I think that's why she hit her head on the helicopter ceiling.
Yeah. So, I mean, definitely. I just don't know which is worse. Like, Ramona was being terrible in last week's episode. And I know we got a lot of viewer, like, our fans tweeted in and were like, this episode was unbearable to watch because Ramona, like, calling Cece no-no and making him her personal, like, valet off the bat.
Right.
Which was terrible. But then in this episode, it's like we get the other extreme where she's just so saccharine sweet that it's like, stop.
Right, and Bethany even says that. She's like, I've never been with someone that is so, does a 180 and there's no middle ground. She's like, you need to figure it out and be in the middle because I don't like either one. Like, right. It's too much either way. Do you think that Ramona can change? She's 60 years old. She is who she is. Do we really think that she can work on herself and grow?
No.
No. That's Ramona.
I also think Ramona, like, at the end of the day, likes who she is. Like, she's comfortable with who she is. And even if you say, you know, hey, that's not cool. Like, if she's happy with herself.
Right. Even when she was apologizing to Bethany, it was still like, even if what I think is right, I should apologize because I hurt your feelings. So I think she still believes she did nothing wrong except for hurt someone's feelings. Like, she still doesn't quite get it, but at least she's willing to admit that she doesn't want to be a terror and hurt anyone. So, like, that's, like, a little bit of growth, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was happy to see her admit that she wasn't happy. It was like a half admission, but I feel like she finally was kind of like, yes, you're right, Sonia, a little bit. But Sonia was like on another level, and I can't wait to see how it continues next week with that drinking directly from the pitcher of tequila.
Yeah, I'm an animal, so I immediately watched the next episode, and yeah, it's amazing.
We haven't been talking about Below Deck Med for the past couple weeks. We've had reunion, premiere, crazy things happening. But speaking of crazy things happening, we have to talk about what's been going on between Adam, Wes, and Malia.
Right. I mean, because we've been keeping up, but we just, with all the interviews, hasn't been time. But this episode we made time for.
Yes.
I don't know. The men on this boat continue to baffle me.
In what way?
All right, how old is Adam?
I'm gonna say a smooth 32.
All right, and he's going around giving wedgies to, like, his colleagues.
All I have to say is, like, no one should have, like, 4 Irish car bombs. Like, that was, one, I'm done. And I'm, you know, not exactly a heavyweight, but, like, no matter who you are,
right.
4 Irish car bombs, that's a lot. Or I think he maybe had 3. I don't know. He was so gone that it was embarrassing. And yeah, and then when Wes rightfully is, like, not really that drunk, gets mad at his shenanigans, and then Adam tries to punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah. It was hard to tell how much contact he made.
Yeah, I know.
But enough that Wes was, like, about to kill him.
Right. And I feel like it was unfair for everyone to be like, Malia, you did this. Malia, you did this, because nobody makes anybody do anything. You're in control of your own actions. What you do is on you. Like, that's the only thing you can control.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I do not think everything she's done is great.
No, right. I do think she has to take some responsibility in this situation, which is, really, she just should have nipped the whole thing in the bud. Like, I work with both of you, so I will be sleeping with neither of you.
Right. And she continually says that, I've done that. But then we have these text messages.
Right.
That it's clear that it's not what's happening.
And making out in the
bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I get really frustrated when she's like, oh, so because I'm pretty, I can't get ahead in a male world. And Max said it best in the episode when he's like, it's not because you're pretty. It's because you're literally making out with your superior. It's your actions. It's not what you look like.
Right.
It's what you're doing.
Right. And the truth is, no one, including Malia, will know if her promotion is deserved or not because they've muddied the waters with, like, a personal relationship. That's why you shouldn't get involved with your boss.
Right. And how long is charter season? Like, a couple months? Just wait and then date. I don't know. I don't know. But I can't wait to see once Wes sees those text messages. I wonder if it'll be like, I shouldn't have given her that promotion. Do you think he's even, I don't know.
I don't know. I want to know if because they're clearly trying to make us think something's going to happen with Adam and Hannah, but I can't imagine.
I don't think anything's going to happen.
Right.
I think that they were trying to just make Malia jealous a little bit, like they were saying. But I also think that Adam's really cute, and Hannah was like, yeah, sure, you're cute. Like, that's great. But I also thought it was when they had kind of their heart-to-heart at the beginning of the episode, or the middle, I don't really remember now. I thought it was really big of Hannah to, like, accept Adam's apology because he's been kind of a terror the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And the excuse of I've been distracted by Malia would not fly with me. And the fact that Hannah's so, like, nice about it, I was really surprised.
Yeah.
Because he's literally saying you're a terrible... It's like her job. It's her livelihood. If you're, like, saying that you're bad at your job, you shouldn't be a chief stew, you're terrible to work with, like, that's going after someone's real life. Like, it's, like, stop. So I thought it was really cool that Hannah, like, accepted his apology. But then one more charter left.
I know.
Sad. I'm going to miss these guys and gals in yachts. But before they set sail on their last charter... We'll talk about Jaws. Doesn't make any sense. So we interviewed MJ, and it was amazing.
So good.
But before we get into that, I just want to talk about a couple things that happened this week. Number one, I was at the gym when I was watching this episode, and when Reza was talking about seeing MJ's dad, I, like, lost it. I, like, had to take a minute and, like, get off the elliptical because I was crying. It was so hard to watch.
Yeah, I mean, agreed. It's very heartbreaking. But,
yeah.
I mean, to know that he's still alive and well...
Right.
...is actually surprising based on...
What we saw. So I'm guessing that, I kind of was like, oh, it's really harsh to say that MJ's in all this denial because if he is doing well now, maybe that was just a really bad day. Maybe he was on some drugs that were making him, like, super out of it. Being in the hospital. Like, moving from place to place could mess you up. So, that was really hard to watch. And then we see Tara.
Right.
From Newlyweds.
Yes.
This is her entree into Shaw.
And you worked on that show.
I did. I worked on that show. I had a lot of communication between Rob and Tara. If you don't remember Tara, I highly suggest going back to BravoTV.com and watching the clip about inviting people into their family bed and, having Rob with two ladies in the jacuzzi with him. It's just very interesting.
But let's get into our interview with Miss MJ. We missed her when she was in New York, so we caught up with her on the phone. I think she was actually maybe at the airport or on her way to the airport. So if you hear some background noise, it's because she's just living her life. Hey, everyone. We are on the phone right now with MJ from Shaws of Sunset.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so much for doing this.
It's my pleasure, you guys. This is the most exciting part of our process, of our journey is, you know, obviously we're going to be reliving a lot of cringeworthy moments. And you guys probably saw some already. But at the same time, you know, I just want to say life is not always easy. And the biggest curveball... was thrown to me, and you know, emotions were running high per usual with MJ of Shaw's, I guess, right?
Right. I mean, I've seen a lot of sneaks from this season, and it's intense but really good.
Thank you.
You know, even though you're not in the room with us, I've been following your progress on Instagram, and you've been looking amazing these days. What have you been doing differently?
Well, you know, I got to, a, I think it, when I went to Israel, I prayed at the Western Wall, and I really just wanted to pray for some, I guess, peacefulness, like, within, so that I, because I was in such a constant state of fear over my dad and his critical condition. So I sort of just decided that I wanted to have more peace and, like, try and control and manage the anxiety and the fear and all of that sort of thing in my life. So I began the journey with, like, very, very long hikes. I would just, you know, California has such beautiful, beautiful places. We just, I would just go by myself, take my music. I had my trainer, Craig Ramsey. I had, I just started first with just, like, walking it off. And then after I did that, my trainer said, Craig Ramsey said, you have to start journaling your food, because you probably think you're not eating anything and you're, like, eating extra calories that, you know, are not going to help you lose weight. And this is, like, the thing. I couldn't breathe. Like, I just couldn't, like, bend over and tie my shoe comfortably. I couldn't roll out of bed and not feel like I'm carrying, like, a television set just to rise to my feet. And, you know, everyone who understands the body, like, the adrenals were running super high because I was spending about 23 hours a day in the hospital for about 6 months. And then it tapered off after that. But I started to eat vegan. I meant gluten-free. So I would have, like, these gluten-free protein drinks, and then I would have, you know, like, chicken or fish and for one meal. And I started to just replace, like, that stress would go away with the exercise. And then the exercise releases so much stuff that, like, I just felt, like, calmer and happier and more in control. And, you know, I just, that's how the journey began.
Wow. I know that Reza's on a similar weight loss journey. Do you guys, like, pump each other up or, like, work out together?
Definitely. We both work out at the same gym. We have different trainers, but it's a small private gym, and we are constantly encouraging one another to stay motivated. And when you're on a diet, it's like training for something. Like, it's like you definitely want to pick up the phone and call the friend that is also going through it, because you have no idea how supportive and helpful it is that someone is checking on you and you're checking on them. And then I have my Fitbit. So I say, oh, I've already done 15,000 steps and, you know, it's only 9:45 a.m. And then, you know, you get to track, like, healthier sleep patterns because of it. And then you say, like, this is what I'm eating. And then you exchange and inspire one another and motivate one another on a daily basis, because obviously this is something that I want to make. This change is something I want to make for a very, very long, you know, forever, for life, because I do want to get married very soon. I want to be pregnant very soon. And I, you know, I know that you don't need to gain, like, 50 pounds just to get pregnant. It's 150 calories a day for a pregnant woman. So we're just learning a lot of new habits and, you know, just taught being a chatty Kathy that tells, what are you doing? What did you eat? What did you do? Did you work out yet? And, oh my God, I didn't work out yet. Oh my God, you didn't work out? What are you talking about? How did you not work out yet? You have to work out. You can't not work out. Like, get up and go.
Get I love that butt. You and Reza do so much together, including anal bleaching. And it's so funny because one of our colleagues in the office watched the episode. She had no idea anyone did such a thing. And she was like, why? So our question that we promised to pass along was, why?
Okay. Tell her, was it a he or a she?
It was a she.
Okay. You tell her that I had anal, like, aesthetic envy, okay?
Oh.
I wanted to make sure, like, why shouldn't my, you know what, butthole look just as good as, like, a showroom quality butthole, right?
I mean, that's what everyone, like, I think, thinks. You know, why shouldn't be the best it could be?
And if you are a fan of sex in certain positions where you might be on all fours, then just in case he might see that, I don't want him to say, oh, like, that's kind of like, I want every part, every angle of me to be pretty. And like, and another thing is that porn people, you know, like, they have to maintain like all the nooks and crannies, right? To make them camera ready. So basically it's like telling me that I should not get a manicure on my butt. Like, of course.
I like thinking of
it's almost like saying, then why? Yeah, like, why do you get your nails done? Why do you get a bikini wax? Why do you do the upper lip? Right. Like, why do you put lashes on? Like, anything. It's the exact same
thing. It's just to look pretty.
It's just for everything to be clean and groomed and shiny and taut.
Have you gone back together since?
Well, they give you a cream that you can use, and I took it to the next level.
Oh.
So after that, I went to this place, Laser Away, which I go to, and they take care of it permanently. So what she did was she waxed it. But what my follow-up is laser the tushy off, like the whole thing, so it'll never, ever grow back. And the cream, the bleaching cream, is just a topical thing that you use on a regular basis until you see that, like, you kind of, like, give it, like, it's kind of like the, it's like a peel, or like an exfoliant. Exactly.
We have learned so much today.
I mean, I don't know how much time you spend with your legs spread and a mirror pointing down there, but.
So are you going to be anxious to see everyone when you film the reunion?
Well, no, I see Gulnessa and I see each other regularly. Reza and I as well, Shervin and I, Mike and I. The only person that I don't see is Asa. And, you know, it is what it is. So it's fine. Like, but I think that you'll just watch her choice to, you know, kind of break off.
Mm. So speaking of relationships, you mentioned that you want to get married and have a baby. When do you think you'll be walking down the aisle?
So we have a few dates in mind. We have the designer of the dress, which will be Pedram Couture. I wore Pedram Couture at the reunion last year and at Watch What Happens. He custom made me that sparkly gunmetal dress that I wore the other night.
You looked amazing, by the way. It was, like, so sexy.
Thank you. And so Pedram Couture is going to design the dress, and the date will depend on what place we decide. Because, you know, some places are open, like, not till 2025, and someone else is open, like, next Saturday.
Right.
It's going to happen when we choose the location. Everything else is pretty much planned. So very, very soon we wed, and very, very soon we start to have children. We will plan the pregnancy. Yes, God willing, fingers crossed.
Everyone in the office just loves Tommy, by the way. We're constantly just like, Tommy's the best. So
I know. If he was on the phone, he would say to you, I'm awesome, because I'm awesome. And it was cute because, you know, he left last night. And my heart started palpitating. Like, I was doing press yesterday. And I was like, baby, I'm not going to see you. Can you stay one more night? And I was like, I'm having separation anxiety. I just love you so much. And he's like, it's just a night. You'll be fine. You're a nutcase. And then I went out to dinner. He's like, yeah, you're not just. And my girlfriend who I went out to dinner with said, you know, today I was with Tommy. And he said, I just can't imagine my life without her. I don't even know if I can make it through one day without her. And he's like, he was saying a lot of really sweet things about you. And I was like, nice that he tells you. And thank you for telling me. But he's so, so sweet.
One of the most compelling bits of news we've read this year about the Shah as a Sunset is Gigi and her getting married and then quickly getting divorced. Did you see the divorce coming?
You know, I think that GT is going to be changed for the better after this experience with this guy. He's not the best guy. He's not the person with the most integrity. I think he took advantage of her. I think they had a very, very, very volatile relationship where they like broke up and made up like 20 times a day. And I think that because they have that personality type, you know, they were both attracted to some kind of addictive personality thing. But, you know, she just kind of wanted, I think she was tired and lonely and like single for too long and just fell into this. I mean, she just told Bailey Pop that, you know, they met in the lobby and then instantly became, you know, which is a lot of the way that a lot of relationships start, you know, just like insta-couple. But then they were just so, everyone around Gigi and Shalom were constantly just watching them fight. It was like never normal. It was never a day of not fighting. So we were not surprised that it didn't last. We were surprised that she decided to go as far as marrying him, because that's, you know, you can't just get married you can't just get divorced that easily. You know, it's not a joke.
You mentioned Gigi maybe after this experience has changed, and we know that she ended on a bad note with all of you last season. Do you think now she's finally changed for the good, or?
Yeah, we're all in a really good place with Gigi. I mean, I can't speak for Asa because she doesn't want her to see the baby, but I mean, all the rest of us are in a good place with her.
Well, that's good. It's always better when we see you all getting along.
Yeah, I love her. I see her as often as possible, and I support her through this time in any way I can. Like, I can't help heal her heart, but I can comfort her while she's going through what she's going through, you know?
Yeah.
We have very long lunches, we talk about everything, and, you know, I try to use whatever experience I've had to help lift her up and make her feel supported and, you know, whatever you can do. I mean, I'm not Shalom, but I can comfort her as best I can.
And though Southern Charm ended last week, we've got a lot to look forward to because Relationship is coming up later this year. We saw a preview for it at the end of the reunion, but we actually spoke to Shep when he was in the office like the day before he started filming this.
Right,
new show.
Right, yeah.
And he had a lot to say.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Just heavy sewing. That's all there is.
Was it a hard sell to get you on board?
No. I mean, I conceived of it with Aaron from Haymaker when we were in Venice Beach. And I mean, I'm excited. I'm nervous. It's kind of a complicated deal, right? I mean,
yeah.
And the way I wanted to do it was to just do like a straight traveling around, sort of like Anthony Bourdain, and just sort of being sort of exploratory. And of course, you know, they want to peel back the layers kind of thing.
Did they peel back your layers?
I haven't started filming yet.
Oh, when do you start? Soon,
next
right?
Week.
Yeah.
I am about to enter, you know, a tunnel where that I can't really see the light at the end of, which is okay.
And the goal is to find the one?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about the one. I mean, let's be honest. I'm going to meet somebody, and we're going to know each other over a 7-week period.
Some people get married after less.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump.
They get divorced, too. But one thing I know is I need a little practice, at least. Because, gosh, it's been a while since I've even been in a serious relationship. So maybe we'll see. We shall see.
Are you worried about peeling?
Is it too late to back out?
You seem a bit tentative about peeling back those layers.
It's just... No, I mean, it's just, you know, you never know how it's going to turn out. And it's my name on the marquee, that's for damn sure. And I'm nervous about that.
Right.
Understandable. Definitely. I will say, anytime it's mentioned at all in any meeting, people are unbelievably excited. So
would
if that
tell
makes
me if
you
they
feel
weren't?
No, but we wouldn't bring it up. We wouldn't. Yeah.
All right.
So I think people are gonna.
Well, good.
Love it.
I'm glad that y'all are excited.
Oh yeah.
So, needless to say, all of us in the office are, like, super excited for this show and want to see if Shep is, like, capable of having, I don't know, a long-lasting monogamous relationship. Well, that about covers this week. Next week, we'll be talking to the one, the only, Vicky Gumvelson. So make sure you're subscribed to get that first thing in the morning when it comes out.
And while you're subscribing, please, please give us a review. It really helps us to hear how we're doing and what you guys want from us.
And tweet us. We want to know your thoughts on that quiet woman dinner.
Don't be quiet about it on Twitter. So, first of all, we want to shout out Jess Lloyd. She tweeted at us, but I want to point to an amazing photo of what I think is a onesie of OG ladies, including she has Vicky Gumvelson on her sleeve, but then her entire side is one giant photo of Kim Richards. And it's amazing.
We want to know, did you make that? Can we buy it?
Right. Where? JessL_27, tweet us and give us all the details on this amazing onesie.
You can find me on Twitter at Meg Segura.
And me at Rachie Robb. You can find the show at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. By the way, I tweeted earlier this week and I wrote hashtag Bravo's Daily Dish and I was very mad at myself and sad. But I didn't change it because tweets are forever.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.